For decades, the government has tried to buy as one big organization to consolidate its buying power. The latest iteration of that effort is called category management. The White House and General Services Administration have settled on about a dozen categories of products and services purchased widely across government. For a progress report on the information technology category at the National Contract Management Association meeting, I caught up with Mary Davey, Assistant Commissioner for the Federal Acquisition Service at GSA.
So in the IT category, we're about $50 billion in annual spend, and we've separated that out into five categories. So we're looking at services, hardware, software, cyber, and telecommunications. And I'm super excited because we have really active teams on our mobile category, our software team, and our workstation category team. We have representatives from probably 20 to 30 agencies per team, and they've made tremendous progress already. So for instance, the software team has been negotiating enterprise license agreements under, you know, FATARA. The workstation category team had their first annual consolidated buying event this past summer, and they've actually been partnering with the Army, who's got years of experience in that area. And then the mobile team recently published a mobile services roadmap, and we'll be looking at sort of the next generation of how we buy mobility devices and services.
Now, when you say $50 billion in spend already, what does that mean?
That means what's actually recorded in the federal procurement data system as far as what federal agencies are buying. So you may hear numbers like $80 billion as a federal IT budget every year. $50 billion is what we can actually sort of measure and track today. And again, it's what people are buying, you know, when they're buying hardware or software or services or things like that.
And what vehicles are they using, and how does that relate back to category management?
In some cases, they're using a lot of government-wide vehicles or agency enterprise contracts, but what we find most of the time is they're doing a lot of open market purchases. And that's the real opportunity for category management, is to be really well-versed in what's being spent, how we're spending it, with who, through what contract vehicles, and then try to rein some of that in what we call spend under management, and get our arms around that spend so that we reduce all of those open market purchases, because it's very costly to industry as well as government.
Now, you've probably answered this 20 million times, but with all of the existing GWACs like SOUP and the CIOSP and that whole series of contracts and the ones at GSA itself, how do they all conglomerate, I guess, under category management?
What we're looking at right now across all 10 categories in government is what's called the best-in-class contract process. And so there are 7 different criteria that agencies will start to look at and compare their contracts to. It's, were the contracts developed in collaboration with other agencies? Are they collecting spend data? So the workstation team actually got off to a start about 5 years ago with about 20 agencies bringing their contracts for hardware, laptops and desktops, to the table and comparing, who are we buying from? What terms and conditions are we asking for? What prices are we paying? And that group, as an entity, decided to declare Schedule 70, NASA SOUP, and the NIH NITAC vehicles as sort of the best in class and the approved vehicles, if you will, or preferred vehicles for purchases for laptops and desktops. For those kinds of commodities, we don't need multiple contracts. So we look at that now for each of these areas in telecommunications and services. And we're kind of going down that path now in each of those subcategory areas.
So in many ways, category management is a virtual thing, using vehicles that you've got in place already.
Can be. It also is a forward-looking thing in terms of where is the market headed and do we have the right terms and conditions with our suppliers and can we take advantage of more commercial practices? You know, the government tends to put a lot of government-specific language in terms and conditions and contracts, and it also differs widely from contract to contract. And we're trying to really create an opportunity for program managers and buyers to share that information and have a community by which they can learn from each other and maybe come up with some standard terms and conditions.
And how do you know what commercial best practices are for buying this type of hardware and how it's evolving? Because at one time, when the stuff was all new back in the 1980s, it was really an innovation to be able to buy mass quantities of things like PCs. Is there anything left to innovate at this point in history?
Lots. And so it's, again, there's a lot of room for innovation, but where we get most of our information is talking to industry. We call in the OEMs. We call in the resellers. We're calling in the folks that, you know, provide cloud services and telecommunications and saying, are there opportunities for us that we're not taking advantage of today, where the market's headed, how you're going to be offering in the future, and what should we be thinking of now?
And what do you need to do in the next 12 months, would you say, to sustain all of this? Because there is a new administration. There's an old GSA person, I mean, a former GSA person who's not old, but a former GSA person on the landing team, Casey Coleman,
yes.
That's reporting, I guess, back to the transition to the Trump administration. So are you confident category management will have legs?
I think it will. At the end of the day, all it is simply understanding, again, you know, what we're buying, how much we're spending for it. Is there a better way to buy it? What's our relationship look like with our suppliers? And then talking to each other. So it really, really is going to be, in order for it to be successful, the agencies really have to come together and to share and to understand and contribute and to adopt these that kind of thinking in their own agency. So whether or not they do an enterprise contract for something, at least now they've made an informed decision about why they've decided to do that or how they're going to better negotiate terms and conditions on a software license and things like that.
We're speaking with Mary Davey, Assistant Commissioner of the Federal Acquisition Service at the General Services Administration. And we talked about virtualizing lots of contracts under the category management idea. Give us an update on the Common Acquisition Portal.
Common Acquisition Platform is something, the vision for that is really to create a single place for government program managers and buyers to go to do everything from market research. Today, what we have is called the Acquisition Gateway under the Common
Right.
Acquisition Platform. And within that gateway, there are 10 category hallways aligned with the 10 government-wide hallways. And people can find everything from all the contracts that are available, whether or not they're available government-wide, but just, you know, again, sort of the best in class and what agencies would like to share for those different categories of spend. They can also find prices paid data. They can find white papers on, you know, again, how to buy mobile devices and services. What does that look like? And really for IT, all of this is aligned with, you know, the CIO Council and the initiatives they have, FATARA, the Megabyte Act, things like that. So, and then there's a great, we have almost 11,000 users today on the gateway.
Mostly contracting officers?
Contracting officers, program people. We're finding people from all walks of, you know, the procurement community, essentially. And I think, you know, it really, again, the more folks we can get to use it, give us feedback, but also contribute content, the more powerful it will be for everybody.
And do you have metrics, a set of data that you look at? Do you have a dashboard for category management in your category of IT?
Lots of metrics. So across each of the 10 categories, we're looking at spend under management and savings. We're looking at contract reduction, right? So the decrease in open market spend. We look at the number of users on the gateway and, of course, small business goals. So each category is responsible for meeting at least the 23% mandated goal or better. In IT, we actually do a lot better because a lot of IT spend goes to small business resellers and small business companies. And then we also look at things like, you know, how engaged are the folks on the gateway? Are they returning users? Are they downloading content? We're looking at our relationships with suppliers in every category this year as an embarking on a supplier relationship management strategy. So a lot of conversations have started happening. And again, I think over time we want to see not only, it's not about just reducing cost or reducing prices paid, but it's really looking at, are we getting better mission outcomes for in the use of IT? You know, for the citizen? Is government able to serve the citizen better? Are we understanding better about what our options are when we want to go buy? So we look at all of those.
Because I wanted to ask you about vendors. They have publicly, in some cases, complained about category management, seeing it as a way that the government will consolidate all its buying and drive prices down. But you said it's less costly for industry also. And what kind of feedback are you getting from the vendors?
What industry would like to know, for instance, is when we talk about using best-in-class designations, they have a couple of valid concerns. One is if we're going to declare a contract best-in-class after it's been awarded, in some cases years after it's been awarded, and they've spent lots of money on another contract that may not get a best-in-class designation, what does that mean to their investment and to that contract? And will the agency still be able to use the contracts that aren't designated as best in class? So there's a lot of feedback right now from industry on the draft category management circular that OFPP has issued, and I think that's a great place to provide that kind of feedback and comments. We've already had a lot of dialogue with the industry associations on that circular. And so really making sure that we, and the steps that we take, are also looking at it to make sure that this is of a benefit to industry and helping reduce some of the administrative costs and burden to them as well. And again, getting some more consistency in how the government interfaces with industry.
So you've got so much on your plate, it's got to go past January 20th.
It's better. We're having a lot of fun, and I think we're making a lot of good progress for government.
Mary Davey is Assistant Commissioner of the Federal Supply Service at the General Services Administration. Check out our ongoing category management coverage and find a link to this interview at federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.